Hello, my name is Maverick Falconer. The book Secret Sheriff of Sixth Grade by Jordan Sennenblick is about some things that happened to me. I used to be quite different than I am today. Not that long ago, I was a nerdy kid who got made fun of and was poor. That didn't change much. I still wasn't rich or anything. Although I was able to afford food, I finally learned a thing or two in school. Now I am still not rich, and my mom got sent to a camp where they help her stop drinking. My mom actually almost burnt down our condo with a cigarette in her bed while I was at school, which killed my hamster named Freddy, who I was actually allergic to. Somehow the kids in my class knew that my hamster died, so they surprised me with a new one, which I named Freddy Jr. If you would like to read books by Jordan Sennenblick, there are some important words you'll need to know: mechanism, flattering, and slumped. Here's a sneak peek review of an exciting part of The Secret Sheriff of Sixth Grade. Just when I thought everything had settled down and I was getting used to my new life with my aunt, the principal called me down to his office. When I got there, he was smiling. I didn't like that. It made me nervous. When I'm nervous, I sometimes talk too much. What, I asked. I haven't done anything. I've been getting good grades. Well, not super good, but better. And I've been on time every day for like a month. That's a record. You can look it up. I haven't gotten in any fights. I haven't even gotten in any almost fights. The other day, I gave a kid a half of my cookie at lunch. No, seriously, I did. Why are you laughing? You did call me down here because we never talked about the whole aunt is my mother thing, right? Because I can explain. It would feel great to get that all off my chest. I wasn't trying to make you a fool out of you or anything. Not that I made a fool out of you. I mean, you're not a fool. You're a very smart-seeming guy. Man, assistant principal person, shutting up now. Are you sure you're finished? The principal asked. I nodded. Good. You aren't in trouble, Maverick. I had a long talk with your aunt, Catherine, several weeks ago about your living situation. In fact, we have chatted weekly since your mother's accident. I've been quite concerned about you, but it seems like you're in capable hands. Your aunt is a remarkable woman. You are happy in her home. I thought about that. I was happy. Almost everything I owned had been destroyed in the fire. On the other hand, aside from Freddy, my star and once upon a time my dad's medal, I had never really had any possessions that meant anything to me. Who was I kidding? I had never really had any possessions, period. And hey, at least my mom's boyfriend's tree had gotten what it deserved.